Track 1. Location Plan. Parque por la Paz, Villa Grimaldi, is located on the site of a secret abduction, torture, and death camp during the dictatorship that governed Chile between 1973 and 1990. The Directorate of National Intelligence, DINA, called it Cuartel Terranova, but it was known as Villa Grimaldi and operated from May 1974 to 1978. Until the military coup of 11th September 1973, the property belonged to Emilio Vassallo, who installed a restaurant called Paraíso Villa Grimaldi. After the coup, the place was taken over by the Metropolitan Intelligence Brigade, BIM, to later become one of the most important centers of repression of the Directorate of National Intelligence. It is estimated that some 4,500 people were brought to this place, of which 229 are missing detainees or were simply murdered. The painful history of this place is the outcome of the repressive policy organized, directed, and executed by the highest authorities of the Chilean state. According to the report of the National Commission on Political Prison and Torture, this process can be divided into three stages. The first stage, between September and December 1973, featured massive repression against members of the popular unity parties or left-wing parties, officials of the ousted government, trade union members and organizations loyal to the government, students and workers, using mass detention centers like the Estadio Nacional, Estadio Chile and Tres Álamos. The second repressive stage of the dictatorship, which took place between January 1974 and August 1977, was characterized by the selective detention of left-wing militants in secret abduction, torture, and extermination centers like Cuartel Terranova. In this period, the DINA concentrated its repressive action against the movement of revolutionary left, MIR, and against members of the socialist and communist parties. In this way, the Cuartel Terranova formed part of a network of secret torture centers, which included, among others, José Domingo Cañas, La Venda Sexy, Cuatro Álamos, and Londres 38. Villa Grimaldi occupied a strategic place in this network. On the one hand, this center was relatively difficult to find, as in those days the area in which it was located was practically uninhabited and semi-rural, bordered by high walls that isolated the property from the outside world. On the other hand, the Army Telecommunications Regiment is quite nearby, and it was the operational center of the DINA and the place from where Augusto Pinochet directed the military coup. It is also near the Tobalaba aerodrome, from where airplanes and helicopters took off transporting the bodies of detainees, which were thrown into the sea to make them disappear. Finally, the third and last repressive stage of the dictatorship began in August 1977 with the creation of the CNI, National Intelligence Center, to replace the DINA, Directorate of National Intelligence. This organization continued with its political repression in collaboration with the new juridical institutions of the dictatorship. This stage came to an end in March 1990, with the emergence of a climate of increasing popular discontent and social uprising. In 2004, the Council of National Monuments declared the site a historical monument. It currently is an emblematic space not only in terms of the national memory, but also of the history of the Southern Cone. It is also one of the few secret abduction, torture and extermination centers to be recovered and opened to the public in Latin America. The Parque por la Paz project, was conceived as a way of building a space for thoughts and encouragement of human rights. This was aided by the development of an architectural design charged with symbols. This park is structured around an axis that joins the closed gate with the tower, torture chamber, and an axis that joins the new axis with the wall of names. This route generates an X, which means that this place is marked and is the starting point of a search for peace and of never again in a universal and ample language. There is a space for meetings and thoughts at the intersection points of these two lines. As a way of reliving the fact that detainees spent most of their time blindfolded and all they could see was the ground, the park's entire signal structure is at ground level. Parque por la Paz Villa Grimaldi is today part of the international coalition of sites of conscience.